defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. You hear me chuckling a little bit here because I can't believe I'm getting ready to talk with you today about what I'm going to talk with you about, at least for this segment. It is incredible to me. I was triaging throughout the day. Now, let me tell you, I've been very, very busy lately for a lot of different reasons, a ton of different reasons. The radio program is growing. The footprint digitally online, the webpage. If by the way, let me take this opportunity now to mention to visit armedamericanradio.com. You're going to see a completely different website today than was there yesterday. Got some great people in the background cleaning it up. We've got new partners that are visible there. Just so much happening. And we are in the process, I will tell you this, of putting together a media empire unlike anything you've ever seen before. And it's in its infancy. Granted, the show is 12 years old, beginning April 27th, right, Sean? Yeah, April 26th marks our 11th year anniversary. April 27th marks the start of our 12th year on air. But, you know, we had our hands tied for 11 of those years, or, you know, 10 and a half of those years. And now those shackles are off, and we're building a massive empire that is going to include studio video work. All kinds of stuff is coming down the pike. But it's in its infancy, even though the program is nearly 12 years old. We're moving quick, very, 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 very busy. And when I was doing triage today, I'm in the middle of doing all kinds of different things, and I'm getting into the 3-4 hour process it takes to put a show together. And the first thing I see cracked me up. It is so pathetic and it is so sad. I laughed out loud. Now, let's go here. It's a topic that, I'm sure other radio programs wouldn't dare touch, which is exactly why I'm all over this. Like fish in water, I'm on this. I couldn't wait to talk with you about this. Brunswick County NAACP denounces gun rights sanctuary resolution. So you know how I am with headlines. Brunswick County NAACP denounces gun rights sanctuary resolution. I ask myself why. First thing that went through my head was when you have to talk about things and mention race on the outset, that's a problem in my book. We shouldn't even have to talk about that. I was on with Carl Jackson on the Carl Jackson Show last week. Remember, Carl was on the program with me a couple of weeks ago. Carl's a wonderful guy. Carl's black. He's a black American. And on the program, he introduced me to another individual, and I don't recall who it was. I apologize so much if you're listening. Carl Jackson Show, I know, tunes in. I'm so sorry. But I meet too many people during the day. But regardless, Carl introduced him as the only African American he knows, because he was a white guy from South Africa. He's truly an African American. That's what I'm talking about here. And I thought it was brilliant. What Carl Jackson was discussing was absolutely, utterly brilliant the way he handled it. It's really a problem. It's problematic in America today when we have to begin discussing something based on race. Two individuals can't have a conversation without separating the two of them. To me, that's ridiculous. Brunswick County NAACP denounces gun rights sanctuary resolution. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People shouldn't even be relevant in today's day and age. I'm sorry. But it shouldn't. And part of the reason that they diminish themselves as an organization is because everything is based on race. People are just like, my God, get over it. That's the way it's if you want to get rid of those hassles, get rid of those hassles. Stop making everything about race. The Brunswick County chapter of the NAACP, though, announced on Monday that they're opposed to the resolution to make Brunswick County a constitutional rights protected country or county. Why? Why would the NAACP, if they want to remain relevant in today's day and age, want to denounce the constitutional right of its memberships to defend themselves? For what possible reason? What Kool-Aid are they drinking? Black men and women in America shouldn't have the right to own firearms? That the NAACP is going to be adamantly opposed to a resolution protecting the rights and freedoms of its membership? For what reason on earth? I can't come up with one. I can't. but they can. Carl Parker is the president of the Brunswick County chapter of the NAACP, and what he did was send a letter to the commissioners expressing the organization's opposition. I was laughing when I was reading this. You've got to be kidding me. Does this man not understand Jim Crow and the racist roots of gun control? This is a topic a lot of people don't like to talk about. I'm sick of race in America, quite frankly. People use it. They've weaponized it. Donald Trump supporters are racist. Oh, give me a break. My God. But this stuff just screams of keeping alive the victim mentality in America that the Democrat Party thrives on. And it is astonishing to me that there are people within that community who are being used by the Democrat Party for that victim mentality, that they themselves continue to pursue this victim mentality. Black Americans can't support the right to bear arms. I don't know about this. I know plenty of black Americans that support the right to keep and bear arms, that carry guns every single day. So I don't know where this is coming from, and I don't know who they represent or why. And I would love to ask this man in a personal conversation, why are you against the rights of your memberships, of your membership to keep and bear arms? Well, he's going to tell you a little bit in the letter, and I'm going to read you the letter because I want you to hear it. I want you to be able to decide for yourself whether this guy's got a point. Now, you know, I throw that out there. You know why I throw that out there. You already know how I feel about it. I'm telling you about it. It is our belief that the county has no authority to say whether or not a state or federal law is unconstitutional. The only way to make that happen is if the commissioners decide to file suit against the state. I mean, I'm not going to have enough time to read his letter, but I am going to read it to you in its entirety in the next segment. But it is utterly astonishing to me that an individual who heads a chapter of an organization at this stage of the game simply cannot wrap his head around the fact that many members of his organization do, in fact, keep and bear arms and have a right to keep and bear arms. I wonder if he is aware that it took 150 years for the Republican Party in Georgia to wipe out one of the most racist gun controls I've ever seen in my life right here in the state of Georgia, the public gathering law, which was instituted shortly after the Civil War during Reconstruction, specifically to keep him and his family and friends and neighbors disarmed after the Civil War. Being a free people means being responsible and being trusted by your government to keep and bear arms for defense of yourself, your community, your family, your neighbors, that's community, right? And your country. And how anyone in today's day and age, now I'll go back to what's his face getting thrown out of the State of the Union, triggered simply because Donald Trump said, as long as I'm president, I will protect the Second Amendment. He mentioned nothing about the politics that they like to throw at it, gun control, gun safety. He mentioned none of that. He simply said, he could have said, as long as I'm the president, I will protect your First Amendment rights. Fred Gutenberg. Is there somebody who would have jumped up and down and yelled at the president over that to the tune that they had to be armed, escorted out by armed personnel in the House chamber? What, which amendment does it matter? Which amendment? Every American should be behind our constitutional freedoms. Every American should say, hey, I don't need a gun. I don't want a gun. I don't feel like I need a gun. I talk with Earl Ingram a lot on the Earl Ingram show, been on his show two or three times. Earl is adamantly opposed, as this man is, to guns and doesn't think anybody should need guns. I mean, he's living in la-la land. You know, I don't know. Maybe when he goes home, he's got fresh unicorn meat on his plate. I don't know. But he lives in Milwaukee. He lives in the inner city. He's well aware who's carrying guns and why good people, including his neighbors, carry firearms in defense of themselves. But he's, quote unquote, adamantly opposed, to use Mr. Parker's name, or use Mr. Parker's words here from the NAACP, adamantly opposed to guns. He just doesn't believe people should have them. Good. I have no problem with that. But don't tell me I can't. I'm a free man. I choose to carry a firearm to defend my life. And I respect yours not to. You have every right as a free. And that's what makes us free. But for someone to stand up and call himself a representative of a chapter of the NAACP opposing a resolution to make the county a constitutional rights protected county, to me, is beyond egregious. Because I can promise you there are members of the NAACP who carry firearms, who are decent, hardworking Americans who keep guns for self-defense. When we come back, I'm going to read the letter. It's almost, it's incredible. But I'm going to read it for you just so you can hear it, and then we'll move on. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms Platinum microphone, is lit up and ready to rock and roll. Here is the letter from Carl Parker, the president of the Brunswick County chapter. This is in Wilmington, North Carolina. Such a great place Wilmington is. My cousin lived in Wilmington, in Wrightsville Beach. He was abducted by two kidnappers at gunpoint, thrown in the back of his car, and hauled around town in Wilmington for 7 hours before he was eventually let go at gunpoint. Thought he was going to die, never see his family again. Survived that encounter. I wrote about it in my book. And one of the individuals was caught. Titus Singleton, I'll name him because he's a scumbag. Titus Singleton, you're a scumbag. Titus Singleton got a 25-year sentence for armed carjacking, kidnapping, robbery, and other charges. Had some of them reduced. A long-time scumbag. Peeping Tom charges, beating on a pregnant woman. Real dirtbag. Real dirtbag. Yeah, you can look him up in North Carolina. But he's back in jail now, I believe. I follow him from time to time. He did 11 years and he got out. And this is Wilmington. This is where Carl Parker lives. There are Titus Singletons all over the place. We carry guns. My cousin, believe it or not, did not have his gun with him. He left it on the counter when he was going out to play golf. He said he didn't want to carry it while he was playing golf. So when he got home, he left the gun at work. He got home and he was changing clothes, was going to change clothes and grab his golf clubs. And lo and behold, the day he needed his gun, at the moment he needed it the most, he didn't have it. But this is why people carry guns, because of people like that, right there in Carl Parker's town of Wilmington. That's where that happened. You can read it in my book. It's in my first book. On behalf of the over 250 active members of the Brunswick County branch of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, who are seamlessly a part of our 2,200 branches and some half million members worldwide, we are firmly and adamantly opposed to your, quote, resolution declaring Brunswick County a constitutional rights protected county. Did you hear that? We are adamantly opposed. Adamantly opposed to your declaration of a constitutional rights protected county. It didn't say Second Amendment. It said constitutional rights protected county. We find it unconscionable that in this day and age that the Brunswick County Board of Commissioners would not take the time to stop, look, and listen, bold and capitalized, by the way, to the tragic realities of living in our gun-infested, modern, and so-called civilized society. You know, the one where Titus Singleton robbed my cousin. That society. When our fledgling government, and this is, you're going to love this, this is what had me laughing. When our fledgling government ratified the Second Amendment in 1791, there were only 3.9 million Americans. The arms, in quotes, we gave ourselves the right to bear, were vastly less powerful. Namely, they were single-shot muskets that had to be manually loaded with powder and ball for each shot, versus today's semi-automatic assault weapons that spray 50 to 60 high-caliber bullets per minute, 200 times faster than at the time of the Second Amendment. It was legal to own slaves in some parts of the country. Constitutionally permissible behavior that fortunately changed. America didn't extend west of the Mississippi River, and really it was only the 13 colonies. Indians still attacked occasionally. We hunted for our food. States really were separate countries in those days. It took months to travel from one end of the country to the other. And the frontier and many other parts of the country were essentially lawless. Citizens had to protect themselves because no one else was around to do it. Now, most states have well-armed police forces and a well-equipped and trained standing army. Let me analyze that portion of this letter briefly. I don't know how much. I'll get to as much of it as I can, then we'll move on. But in this man's world, this is the whole printing press thing. This is the whole, it doesn't matter today, because back then everything was lawless. They were living in the olden days. Well, of course, they then were living in modern times at the time. And for him to suggest otherwise is incredibly arrogant to do so. These are incredibly arrogant statements Because I would submit to you that there are parts of Baltimore that are lawless, that there are parts of St. Louis that are quite lawless, that there are parts of Wilmington that are extremely lawless. I know people who know that firsthand, Mr. Parker, right there in your town, in Brunswick County, North Carolina. I would submit to you that there are parts of any city that most people don't want to walk through at night. Oh, and by the way, those areas are all controlled by Democrats. I just want to point that out. Show me a city in decay in America, and I'll show you a city run by the Democrats at every level for decades. You can't prove me wrong. It's impossible to do so. Many have tried. We have laughed at them all. There are parts of America, sir, that are quite lawless. So he's going on here. Let's continue. Even the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia understood that there are restrictions that apply to the Second Amendment. Now, this is the perversion of the Second Amendment that we've been getting from the left for, well, ever since 2008. Scalia's ruling that carrying in sensitive places such as schools, etc. But that's not what he said. And we, unfortunately, I'm not going to go into the whole 2008. What we're seeing here is this is pure bullet points from Mr. Carl Parker, literally regurgitating the Kool-Aid he's been drinking. To quote NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson, "Fear at school was something the Little Rock Nine knew all too well. Facing vitriol, racism, and merciless violence, the Little Rock Nine were escorted for their own safety by federal troops to their high school classes. For those brave students selected to make the promises of the 1954 Brown versus Board of Education Supreme Court decision a reality, fear and terror were a normal part of the school day routine. Decades later, fear and terror still exist in our children's classrooms. Due to the National Rifle Association and the politicians that support them, meaningful discourse on the issue of gun control is nearly impossible. And in that silence, school shootings from Sandy Hook to Parkland keep the classroom a battleground, not a place of learning." Let me explain something to him. The classrooms in America are not battlegrounds. The classrooms in America, for the most part, are quite safe. There are over 112,000 K-12 schools in America. Your kids in those classrooms are safe. Statistically speaking, these are insignificant. That's statistically speaking. Certainly not insignificant to Parkland. But what happened at Parkland? Do we need to go back and explain that to Carl? Apparently we do. What happened at Newtown? Do we need to go back and explain how that happened? Do we need to go back and explain the utter failures of every single gun control measure that he would push on his own people? Of course, apparently we have to. These people have drank the Kool-Aid and simply cannot understand the reality because they're acting based on emotion. They're not thinking. They're acting on emotion. Let me continue. But it's the National Rifle Association's fault. You knew that was coming, right? Terror and fear, National Rifle Association. I'm going to run out of time here. So what I'm going to do is, should I keep going on this? Yeah, I'll continue with the letter when we come back and then we'll move on. Yeah, it's just fascinating stuff. Absolutely fascinating that a leader of an organization would argue against constitutional protections declared by the county that he lives in. Incredible, just incredible. Back right after this. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, Take a Shot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. The Car Arms Platinum microphone is lit up. Take a listen. We're going to continue now. Given the disproportionate damage gun violence is having in our communities, the NAACP has advocated for, here we go, sane, sensible laws to help eliminate or at least to decrease the damage and death caused by gun violence. Where do you think they're going to start? Requiring universal background checks on all gun sales and transfers. Banning military-style semi-automatic assault guns. Enacting tough new criminal penalties for straw purchasers and gun traffickers. And allowing the Centers for Disease Control to research gun violence as a major public health issue are just a few of the reasonable steps lawmakers could take to stem the tide of gun-related deaths in neighborhoods across the nation. Of course, in no place in here did he talk about crime, which is at the root of the violence that he refers to in his communities. Drugs and gangs are the vast majority of every single gun-related homicide in the cities that he's referring to. And that would affect the neighborhoods that he's talking about in the communities that he's referring to. He believes, as we talk about every single day, that requiring you to get a background check to hand a shotgun to your neighbor is somehow going to stop a gangbanger from shooting it out over drug territory and who's controlling the meth distribution in a particular neighborhood. The content of this is so asinine, it is laughable. It is absolutely laughable that he would take this back to the days of Indians attacking Americans with guns that really, really weren't powerful back then. Of course, tell that to all of the dead soldiers who were killed by those guns. Oh, good heavens. It is exhausting. It is just exhausting in today's day and age that we have to deal with this, that there are people who still believe that the constitutional right to bear arms is at the root of criminal, gang, and drug violence in America. It is just incredible. Just incredible. We ask you to stop and consider what you are trying to achieve with the resolution you are proposing. It is our belief that the county has no authority to say whether or not a state or federal law is unconstitutional. The only way to make that happen is if the commission decides to file suit against the state. Well, sir, which they might have to do. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of that in the state of Virginia. Stay tuned. He continued, this is also a matter of freedom. Look at the meaning of freedom. Freedom is just not for a select few. It is for all. Your proposed resolution does not speak for all of us living, working, or visiting here in Brunswick County. If you approve this resolution, you will be usurping the freedom of all of us in the name of a political position that serves just a few. That right there is one of the key statements in this, at least from what I took away from it. Because this individual just said the right to keep and bear arms is only for a few. What is he even referring to? I have no earthly idea, quite frankly. But I want to repeat that again. Freedom is just not for a select few. Freedom is for everybody, Mr. Parker. Your members and you, should you choose to defend yourself with a firearm, you have that right to do so. I would argue you have the responsibility to do so. But you can disagree with that. But you cannot disagree with the fact that you have a constitutional right. You, sir, choose whether or not to exercise that right or not, but you do not get to tell me that I can't, which is exactly what you're trying to do up above when you told me the reasonable gun safety measures that you would impose on all of us who are actually talking about freedom by saying there will be no infringement. You can have whatever you want to have as a free American. You know, there's a spot that runs on this program. Alan Gottlieb talks about it. It's the Bill of Rights. It's not the Bill of Needs. We don't need anything. We need basically four things in our lives. Food, shelter, right? I could add a couple more to that, but I'm not going to. We'll go there. There are certain things that we don't have to have brand new Nikes when we get sneakers, do we? No. We could certainly have we don't there are lots of things we don't need. Alan argues no one needs a fast car that's capable of speeds of 150 plus miles an hour. No one needs, he says, an assault weapon. It's what we want. It's what we choose. Maybe the individual doesn't, he makes a determination for himself. I don't need that modern sporting rifle. All I need is this handgun and maybe this shotgun. I'm good to go. That individual has the freedom to make that decision, is what Alan is saying in that spot. But you, sir, are talking about infringing on my freedoms. And then in the same statement, he comes up with the looking at the meaning of freedom. Freedom to him means okay for me, not for thee. How often do we see this? Every single day when we talk about this liberal, progressive, socialist mindset. It is also a matter of freedom. Look at the meaning of freedom. Freedom is just not for a select few. It is for all. Your proposed resolution does not speak for all of us living, working in the area. The proposed resolution says that we are protecting the constitutional rights of our citizens. That doesn't speak to all, sir? You're confusing me. Well, except that you're not. Because you're a progressive socialist. So I understand that you suffer from that. But to see this in print and to know that this individual and the, I guess the organization, he's speaking for the organization apparently. He invokes the other 2,200 chapters or whatever. Without sane gun laws, parents are faced with the daily and ever-present fear of another shooting at their child's school that could have been prevented. No, sir. No sane gun law would have prevented a maniac from shooting up a school. None. Every single thing you mentioned wouldn't have stopped anything you mentioned or that it happened in the past. Not one. Not one. Hold on a second. I've got some Kool-Aid here. Let me drink it. That, by the way, is a sugar-free Coca-Cola energy drink. I like it. It's the first time I've had it. And I don't need Michael Bloomberg or this man, what's his name, Carl Parker, telling me that I can't drink it. Or that it's bad for me. Because you're right, sir, freedom is for all. It's for all of your members to decide which to exercise, which they choose, and which they choose not to exercise. My gosh. Before you approve your gun sanctuary resolution, we also challenge you and Sheriff Ingram to go into all of our Brunswick County schools in every classroom, hold town hall meetings, and listen to your citizens. Come and speak of your vision at our next monthly NAACP meeting. Come to our churches on Sunday and give us your message as to why this resolution is so vitally important. Why is a resolution more important than, say, clean water or air, healthy children, affordable housing, sound infrastructure, successful regional collaborations, or a vibrant economy? Boy, I'll tell you what, you need to be asking the Democrats in charge in Virginia why they're pushing gun control over what you just mentioned. I'm asking the same question, sir. We, the NAACP of Brunswick County, challenge you to get up really close to us and listen to our side of the story before you vote resolution. This is not one and done governmental transaction, nor our children will inherit the future of your decision on this resolution. You mean inherit the constitutional rights that are protected in our Bill of Rights in the Constitution, sir? Or just the ones you approve of? Funny how that works. I don't like it, therefore you can't have it. Okay for me, though, but not for thee. These socialists love guns, really. They just don't like to tell you. They love their guns. They hate your guns. Governor Northam, I'm sure, is protected by guns. And I'm sure at the national NAACP meeting, they're protected by guns, too. That's okay because they're protecting them. We believe when we use God's resources, we should make things better than when we founded them. We are sure that you, the county commissioners, believe as we do that all should improve and empower the people we serve. Finally, in the words of Martin Luther King, a genuine leader is not a searcher for consensus, but a molder of consensus. Martin Luther King had a concealed permit and carried a gun in defense of himself. I'll be back after this.
Car. the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. I need to make a correction on this Carr Arms Platinum microphone. Martin Luther King did not have a concealed carry permit. He applied for a concealed carry permit, and he was denied. But I could hear you on that, and it was kind of like shutting the door when I knew the keys were in the ignition. I was wrong in that, and I was like, that's not true, that's not true, boom. And then I got cut off by the break. Let me go back to an NRA piece to clarify this. From the Hill, actually, not the NRA. But the NRA referred to King's 1956 concealed carry application in a tweet on MLK Day last year. The NRA tweeted out, "Today the men and women of the National Rifle Association honor the profound life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King applied for a concealed carry permit in a May issue state and was denied. We will never stop fighting for every law-abiding citizen's right to self-defense." The civil rights leader, MLK, applied for a concealed carry permit in Alabama in 1956. That was shortly after his house was bombed. The state's law at the time allowed authorities to issue permits, but they denied King's application. And when you think about that in the context of what the NAACP leader, Carl Parker, is talking about, I mean, it's just patently absurd. Patently absurd. And he quotes MLK. MLK believed in the right to bear arms and applied for a permit to carry a firearm and was denied. That's what Carl Parker ought to be talking about. Our community should not be denied the right to bear arms. So the disconnect is almost mind jumbling when you think about it. It's just mind boggling that these individuals cannot equate crime, the difference between my right, his membership's right to bear arms, and compare that to, or contrast that, I should say, to criminal activity. These are mutually exclusive things. We carry firearms to protect and defend ourselves, as my cousin did, against an individual, convicted felon, multiple time convicted felon, who I named in the previous segment proudly. That's why we carry firearms. MLK had every reason to carry a firearm. It's just, it is truly astonishing, isn't it? It really is. I'm going to move on from that. I got to go back to Virginia for a second. You had, and I don't remember her name, I believe it was Louise Lois, I think her name was. Lois Louise? That's the name. When Levin's bill fell yesterday 10-5 in the Judiciary Committee in the Senate in Virginia and didn't make it out of committee, she called her fellow Democrats a bunch of basically fraidy cats, a bunch of wimps for not passing the gun ban bill. Now, a lot of people are all happy about this bill. You know, oh, yay, the success in Virginia, yay. No. I don't look at that failure of that bill as success. It's coming back up in 2021. All they're going to do is spend a ton of Bloomberg's money propping up fake statistics to prove why they have to have that bill in 2021. There was political expedience for four people, Democrats, for whatever reason, I don't know yet, because they were in blue areas, which is interesting. Not the counties they're in, but the little local municipalities. Charlottesville, Roanoke, two examples. The other two were from Fairfax. All blue. So we'll find out. We'll dissect that later in the week or probably on the Sunday MonsterCast. We'll see if we can get Phil Van Cleve on to give us a breakdown on that. But they were maligned by this Lois Louise, or Louise Lois, another socialist in Virginia. Now we have Mark Levin. Senate committee voted to study assault weapons bill for another year. We already know weapons of war. Now, this is the lie. My AR-15 is not a weapon of war. And Mark Levin is pretty stupid. If you watch his video, the guy's a real idiot. He's ignorant about, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. He has utterly no clue. So for him to lecture me is an absolute joke. But he continues, "We already know weapons of war don't belong on our streets. I fear mass murder with these weapons between now and then. But I'm proud of House of Delegates for doing what we could. We will be back." Now, there's truth in that tweet from this idiot. He will be back. That bill is going to rear its ugly head again next year. Now, he's just a socialist that's upset that the bill with his name on it didn't get passed. This guy couldn't care less about the citizens in Virginia. It has nothing to do with crime, because this moron apparently does not know that the two most vicious mass murders in his state, Virginia Beach last year and Shuang Wei Cho in 2007 in Virginia Tech, were committed with handguns. Or he's stupid like a fox and knows that and is one of the socialists that wants to eventually go after guns in general, period, which I certainly believe is the case with not only him, but every Democrat, because their ultimate goal is complete 100% civilian disarmament. But I'm not happy about this. I'm happy that the bill didn't pass this year, but it doesn't give me, I'm not jumping for joy on this, because I don't view success in a free state or free America being defined by how few crappy things one particular party can cram down our throats. That's not freedom to me. And unfortunately, New Jersey, New York, Illinois, Washington State, California, Connecticut, Massachusetts, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Freedom and success in your state are defined by how few bad things happen, and that's not where we want to be. And unfortunately, that is where Virginia is today. So it pains me to see this. While I'm thrilled the bill didn't pass now, guess what's happening in the 2021 legislative session? In 10 months from today, this bill's coming back up. And they're going to prop it up with numbers, and Michael Bloomberg is going to put more money behind it. And they're going to use fake numbers and lies and statistics and everything else, as they do now currently, to seek passage of that bill. There's nothing good about this. Absolutely nothing good about it. And those in Virginia know. Clap now. Take a breather. Right? All right. Yay. It didn't pass. Now get to work. Because they're not stopping. But you already know that. It's just unfortunate that we find ourselves in that position. He added, we will be back. Gun advocates in the state took that as a warning and issued their own warning to supporters. I'm talking about Levin's tweet. Urging them to keep up the fight to retain their weapons targeted by the Democrats, many of whom received funding from anti-gun presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg. Of course, we dare not get complacent again. This is from what I read you yesterday from the VCDL.org mail. Did you go and sign up for these, by the way? You need to. We're all Virginians today. You need to go to VCDL.org and sign up for these email alerts. They're the best you'll see. We dare not get complacent again. We are far from being out of the woods. Red flag laws, universal background checks, destruction of the firearms preemption law are still very much alive this year. Levin's legislation passed in the State House would have banned the sale of AR-style rifles after July 1st. He has spent months whipping up anger at the guns and even issued a much criticized notice that claimed the guns were created by Nazi Germany. Modern version legalized by the GOP. This is the type of crap that we have to hear. Yeah, it is. We are in a very, very dangerous place in America. A very dangerous place. I laughed at that NAACP letter when I first read it. I laughed at the individual talking about freedom. How dare you declare a county protective of the constitutional rights of its citizens. My God. And it is laughable. Except for the fact that these people are working and putting every ounce of energy and every dollar they can grab from Michael Bloomberg into taking your freedoms away from you. If they are successful, you will never recognize your country again, ever. And they are never, ever, ever going to stop. Not now, not tomorrow. Not next year, not ever. It is up to every single one of us to defend against this. We have a responsibility as freedom-loving Americans to defend against this very garbage that I was talking about today. And these lawmakers who will make these incendiary comments simply because they hate you and they hate this country. Armed American Radio will be back tomorrow. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.